Welcome back, you horny little rats. It's time to smut up and listen.
We're back.
Hello.
Hi.
So we have some big news for you guys. Shelby is still on maternity leave, and we have the wonderful Jenna Hart taking her place.
Hello.
Hi, Jenna.
Hey.
She is a smut aficionado, so it's going to be great.
I am. I'm so excited.
I know. We're so excited to have you.
Woo!
So how long have you been reading smut for?
Probably like since COVID. So probably like three years now.
I feel like everyone started during COVID.
Yeah, I was going to say that's when like you and Shelby started, wasn't it?
Yeah, there was nothing better to do.
Yeah, honestly. Like I was just like working a lot before then and then like COVID hit and I was still working a lot. But then I also had like, I got sick and I had nothing else to do. So I was like, I might as well read. And
there ain't nothing better than reading some porn.
I got into From Blood and Ash first.
Did you like that one?
I loved it.
Really? I DNF'd the series.
I didn't finish all of it. I like read From Blood and Ash first and I was like, oh yeah, this is it. And I read the first one and then I actually got into ACOTAR.
Oh, ACOTAR. That's where it started for me.
And then the rest was history.
It always is. Well, Jenna and I used to work together at a vet clinic and I think I remember you at the front desk like with your paperback and you just like read at the front desk.
I always like loved to read, but like I got into like smut.
So you weren't reading smut at work?
I don't think so. I think I was just reading like, I loved reading fantasy. I was always like a fantasy girl, but I don't think I was reading like, dick me down, daddy. Like
just at work. Hello. Thank you for calling the vet clinic.
Right? Yeah.
And if you had to pick three smutty books for the rest of your life, and that's all you can read, what are you picking?
Okay, so any book from Throne of Glass series, not Assassin's Blade, because honestly, if I started with Assassin's Blade, I would have probably not read the series.
Why?
I'm so glad I did not start with Assassin's Blade. It's like written differently.
I never noticed that.
It is. It's written differently. I read it like third, so.
That's how I read it too.
I was like, what the fuck? Like, if I would have started, I remember, I was like, if I started with this, I would not have actually, no.
Is that a series that you can start any book?
No.
But
there's different ways you can read it. So it's the same author who did ACOTAR, but it was her first series, and she started it when she was, what, like 16 or something?
That makes me sick to think about. You don't even want to know what I was doing when I was 16.
What were you doing when you were 16?
Jenna, what were you doing when you were 16?
Mom, if you're listening to this, please turn this off because...
Jenna's mom, do not listen.
I was on my knees and I was not praying. I'll tell you that. Like, I was not.
Oh my God. Slut.
I know, right?
But same though.
Bad.
We love sluts here.
Thank you.
That was me. I was a slutty 16-year-old too. This is a
safe place.
You know, I was fat in high school. So, you know, when you're a little chunky girl.
We call it thick over here. Thick with two C's. Okay.
Thickums. A little thickums.
Thank you.
But I got skinny after high school and I said, bring them here.
Period.
Come here, boys. I'm skinny now. I'm worth it.
I'm more valuable now.
You were always worth it, honey.
Joke's on you. I'm back to chubby.
Stop it right now.
So the Throne of Glass series, period, point blank, that is my I've never read anything that will ever add up to it.
It was really good.
And I honestly just finished the last book not too long ago. It took me a year to finish the series because I cried thinking about finishing the last three books because I just wasn't ready for it.
Kingdom of Ash fucked me up. Jenna's gotta take a break now.
I can't even think about it. I'm trying to think of like other books that like really like they're all so different in like different senses. Like, are we talking about like reverse harems, or are we talking about like fantasies, or are we talking about like, you know, like they're all it's so crazy because like there's so many different genres that I really like reading, and they're all so different. Honestly, and I know I listened to the last season's podcast, but like the Dare and like Losers. I know.
Get in my pack. You want to be a part of my pack? That's that one, right?
I'm not saying that that's part of my like, oh my God, I can't live without it. I wouldn't pack that up on an island with me. Like, that's not something I would pick in a fire. Don't get me wrong. I'm just saying like that changed my life. Like,
Why? Jenna wants her alpha.
I watched a TikTok and she was like, oh my God, I've never read anything more smutty. And I saw that the audio for the Dare was only like a couple hours long. I listened to that in my AirPods at work.
No!
Oh my God.
Literally audible gasp.
They're like, are you okay?
No, I wasn't. My mouth was open. Like, the actual audacity. I've never even thought that 90%. Like, who thinks like that? Like, more power to you, sister. But
she just loves licking a boot.
Honestly, the whole time I was just thinking, get up and leave.
You can go home at any point.
You
can
do that. You have free will.
Bitch, I was intrigued. Like, I was like, I think my panties are getting wet.
Jenna will take off her panties and bend down in front of the whole high school.
She doesn't care.
Realistically, I don't think I would, but imaginary me, maybe.
Right? Maybe. Maybe.
She's crazy.
Anyways, that was just crazy. Anyways, back to a fire if my house was burning down. Okay, so throne of glass series, the whole thing. Just grab it. The whole thing.
Is that the question?
It is now, yeah. If there was a fire. I just said three books, but Jenna escalated it and now there's a house fire.
I have a really bad memory, so there's no
It's fine. Your house is burning down.
It's fine. Which books you grabbing?
It's the only way that I can do it, okay?
Okay, it's fine.
So, SJM till the day I die.
True.
I really, like, love SJM, but I also hate to be that girly kind of. You know what I mean? Like,
do it.
ACOTAR.
Yeah.
That's fair. It's fair.
But, like, A Court of Mist and Fury.
Oh, nothing better.
And A Court of Silver Flames. Like, A Court of Silver Flames is a book that I will reread until the day I die. A Court of Silver Flames is one of my favorite books.
That was a smutty one.
I tried doing a TikTok of me, like, doing, like, a live feed of me, like, reacting to Throne of Glass. And I couldn't post it because I've never cried so hard in my life. I need, like, another original book that's not Sarah J. Maas. I'm sorry. This is stretching too far. My third would probably be, like, the Bonds That Tie series.
Ooh, that one was good.
I really like that. It's, like, a reverse harem type of series. Every book that I read, I rated them, like, 4 or 5 stars.
That one's by Jay Bree, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've read that one.
Yeah,
that
one is good. They're good. I eat that shit up.
Yum, yum, yum.
That girl was busy. She had a lot going on.
She said, clear the whole year. My calendar's full.
She be fun. Fucking.
Oh, she be fucking.
Oh, we love a girl that fucks.
We love them.
All right, Jenna, are, like, your book icks? Like, words or things that happen in books? What is it that you're like, ugh, disgusting? Disgusting.
Okay. I might be like a weirdo. I feel like I don't have many.
Oh, okay.
I don't have many trigger warnings. I don't have many, like if they, like, if the first page is like trigger warnings, I don't even read any of the trigger warnings. I go to the last page and it's like, this page may be triggering. I'm like, let's go.
Like, I'm ready.
I don't have, like, many icks. We were talking a little bit about earlier, like, I don't like the word channel. I don't know, like,
fair.
Yeah.
I just think it's weird. Like, no one's like about to fuck in real life and you're like, put it in my channel. Excuse me?
Fill up my channel. I hate when they use the word, like, labia in a sexual sense as well.
It is very medical.
And he was rubbing my labia. Nor.
Nar, honey, nar. Sorry, nar.
Nar, nar.
Riley's, like, adamantly against the tight ring of muscle.
I can't. When she's like, he fingered my tight ring of muscle.
That just makes me think of an asshole.
Is it an asshole?
Oh, yeah, that's okay. Your asshole.
Just call it a sphincter. I don't know.
That's worse.
What would you call it? Like a brown eye? Like, what would you prefer?
Booty hole. And he fingered my booty hole.
Yeah, he popping that booty hole.
Yeah. I mean, actually, I don't know what you could use in place of that, honestly, because, like, booty hole or asshole is not any better.
Anus.
Like, I don't know what else you could use. It's just an unfortunate choice of words.
Yeah. The whole thing.
Or mound.
You don't like mound? I don't mind mound. I don't mind mound, but it doesn't, like, gross me out.
Yeah, I don't mind it. I just feel like channel's, like, weird.
Makes it feel, like, really deep and dark. Like a deep, dark body of water. The unknown. That's what I think of.
I don't really think I have any other icks. Granted, I've never read Credence, so I can't knock it till I try it. But I can't get, I don't know if I can get into like the...
Step uncle?
The family ties.
It's not blood.
It's not blood. And I will say, I was weary going into it, but it's a hot book, unfortunately.
However, like going into a taboo book, you got to know it's a taboo book. And exactly. I'm hoping to try it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Just like Dare, I didn't know going into it that it was going to be like more taboo than the taboo. You know, like I was like, stepbrother.
Stop it.
Oh, woof, woof, woof.
I guess I'll have to try Credence and let you know, but I don't know about the age gap and the relative.
It's her step uncle.
It's fair. Step unky.
Step unky, stop.
Stop it, step unky.
Ew.
Oh no, the dryer's broken.
Stop, you know my dad's dead.
Stop. Oh my gosh, I know my parents are dead. Stop.
Well, I guess going off of that, what are your favorite tropes? What are you into? What's your favorite?
Give us the tea.
Honestly, I'd love the classic enemies to lovers. I'm a sucker for it. I know.
Yes.
I love a good enemies to lovers, but like I don't love like an obvious enemies to lover. Like if that makes sense. I love a good like kind of like plot twist in there.
Uh-huh.
But like, oh, bitch, like obviously, like, you know. I love fated mates. Fated mates is this is probably my top trope.
Fated mates. I do love a fated mate.
That's probably my top
trope. Is that the one that's like they're meant to be together? Like they have to be together?
Yeah. There's like just a feeling.
Yeah. Usually there's like a long journey. There's obstacles and shit that they have to go through. Right. And it's usually like high fantasy and like, you know, like wolves or some shit. I don't know.
How about you guys? What are yours?
I don't mess with contemporary very much. So that's like towards
the
bottom.
I love a good contemporary. I love it.
I'll read it, but I don't usually love it as much as like a high fantasy.
I love a good cozy book with lots of fucking.
The only one that I really do like is, it's like, it's called Bear to You. It's the Bear to You series. It's kind of like dabbled. 50 Shades of Grey, but it's like a whole series and it's so fucking good.
Oh, I'll have to check it out.
Sidebar. Did you guys ever read 50 Shades of Grey?
I did. Yeah. But like when too. I was like in high school.
Yeah. Now that we read these books, I'm like, easy.
I read Bear to You like as an adult like last year. Whoa. I was like, I gotta order a dildo or something because like that shit, I was like, wow. Oh my god. Oh, wow.
Y'all horned up.
Yeah.
Ooh, like a good monster or alien.
Oh, yeah.
I love like a weird dick.
I do too. I do too.
I love like a good ogre.
Oh, okay. Get in my swamp, princess.
Like Shrek.
Just wait until Duskwalker Brides.
Yeah, honestly, I can't wait until you see Duskwalker Brides. Until you see.
I can't wait.
It is alarming.
I cannot wait. Are one of those pictures like a picture of their dicks?
Yes. Of course.
Okay.
That's going to be our first episode of the season is A Soul to Keep. The first Woo! Book in the Duskwalker Bride series.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Opal.
I know. Hi,
yes,
Opal.
Yes, hi, Opal. We're so excited.
Why don't you just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Give us some deets.
I'm 28. I am a Cancer. I was born in July. I love to read. Obvi. We love a good smut book every once in a while. Do you know what I mean? I have two dogs. Max is an old little miniature pincher and Crew is a black German shepherd and a border collie mix. And they're both the bane of my existence and I love them very much.
I feel like that's everyone's relationship with their dogs.
Yeah. They're ruining my life, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
I work at a plasma donation center as a operations supervisor during the day. And when I get home, I usually just read books, cook dinner, clean the house, and go to bed and repeat my day.
Oh, and also, Jenna just got engaged.
I did!
I was like, is she going to say
it? A married woman.
I am. I'm wifed up, bitches. Not yet. I'm engaged up, bitches.
Woo!
I have my lovely partner, Greg. We've been together since 2016. We've had a few bumps in the road, you know, here. Go away. Come back. Go away. But, you know, love prevails.
You guys are fated mates.
It sure does.
We have a little bit of an age gap.
Oh, saucy.
He's only 64.
He's only 64.
Surprise.
No, I'm 28 and he's 38. But yeah, we love each other very much. And we're going to live happily ever after in our little home with our two doggies. And I'm going to be a written smut while he's playing golf.
We love it.
Hell yeah. Cute.
We're starting a Patreon.
Yeah!
We are!
Yeah!
It's going to be going live when we drop this episode. So if you're listening to this episode, it's already available and it's patreon.com/smutupandlisten. We only have two tiers currently. So the first tier is for $3 a month where you get episodes on Monday instead of Wednesday, completely ad-free. And then the second tier, which is very exciting, Riley and I are going to be doing the podcast of Unfortunate Events where we're doing a deep dive into Lemony Snicket's A Series of Unfortunate Events. And we're both so excited.
I know.
And we're hoping to add more tiers on, especially when Shelby comes back. And yeah, and Jenna and Shelby can team up and also do another tier. So we'll have more stuff for you guys to listen to. So stay tuned for that.
Yes, we're so excited. There's so much more to come.
Yeah, and we're so excited to have Jenna on. She's going to be so
I'm so excited.
I know you guys are going to love her. If you liked this episode, make sure you rate, review, and subscribe.
Follow us on Instagram at @smutupandlistenpodcast and on TikTok at @smutupandlisten.
Tell your friends, but not your mom, and we'll see you later, you horny little rat.
Bye.